Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In other sports news today, we had a first in the history of sports. Did you know that?
Sucker.
I don't know.
Did you know that?
What was the first?
Sports is sports.
The San Francisco Giants hired a college baseball coach.
I did see that
their manager.
I saw they hired a giant red ass from the Tennessee Volunteers. That's the first ever.
It has never happened where a manager has been hired straight from the college ranks without ever having coached in the majors or even the minors.
I can't say that I knew that.
Well, now you do.
Now I do.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I didn't know much about the Tony something.
Yeah, his name is Tony Vitello.
Yeah.
He is striking. A lot of the ladies like him.
He's a handsome fellow. He's got like a Pedro Pascal thing happening for him.
But like a lot of other college baseball coaches, giant red ass.
Yeah, I saw
that. That's a thing with.
Someone put together like a little like montage of him losing it. My word.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about college baseball coaches. But they, I don't know, they're worse than basketball coaches,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, they're
in college.
Very, very fiery. So I'm intrigued by
Wasn't
how that's...
Augie Garrido, like,
yeah,
he was the old Texas coach?
Yeah, he was the Bob Knight of college baseball.
He was, like, revered, and he was beating everybody up and
I'm intrigued
dressing
to see,
everybody down.
Like, how that is going to play. Like, it's one thing if you're yelling at, you know, the umps, but... How does a major league clubhouse handle a younger manager that is a yeller and screamer?
Well, he played at Missouri.
Yeah.
And so that's a red flag right there.
Yeah, it was ninnies from Missouri.
He also coached Max Scherzer there, and Scherzer said Scherzer came out and said he's a great dude and a great players coach. Like, so I mean, you know, the hire is probably this. It's like Buster Posey is in charge of the Giants now. And a lot of these baseball managers now, they really don't make a lot of the decisions. A lot of the decisions, particularly who faces who and what pitcher and when, all of that is analytics driven.
Sure.
And so really the manager is more just the face of just, you know, it's kind of pulling off the analytics moves that they want done.
And your job is to manage the clubhouse.
And then, yeah, get in the clubhouse and make sure everybody's, you know, like nobody's fighting.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, he is, how old is he? Because he looks very young.
I don't know. It doesn't say. Nobody knows. He's 20.
No.
I'm not sure.
47.
Okay. Oh, okay. He has won a College World Series.
Last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did they win?
He said College World Series 2024.
Well, but he went to the College World Series. Did he win the College World Series?
Yes. It says championship. Tennessee? It says championships.
That team won? Are you serious, Clark?
It does, unless Wikipedia is lying to me. He's been coach of the year a couple times, so.
Can I just say I don't get the backlash about this?
I don't either. No one knows.
Well, exactly. I understand that in theory, because it was a college to MLB jump, that this is a quote-unquote, I see the word unprecedented in a lot of these headlines. But guys, how many? Rocco Baldelli. Dan Wilson, I don't think Schneider for the Blue Jays, another former player. Like, insert here Aaron Boone that has been hired as a manager without any managerial experience at the big league level or at the minor league level. Like, I guess that used to be, you know, kind of a qualification, but now
the only thing
this guy has coaching experience. What's the
only
the problem?
Thing I'll push back on that is I can see where it's a 162 game season. And the ins and outs and understanding when to push, when to pull back, when to have days off, that will be a learning curve. I'm sorry, there is nothing in college baseball that compares to the grind. I don't think there's anything in sports that compares to the grind.
Yeah, aren't they like how many games do they play?
I want to say they play 40 or 50.
Yeah, and MLB's 162.
162, and you're dealing with the road and knowing how, when to give guys days off. You know, all that stuff, and again, managing a lot of different personalities. Yeah, I can see where that there has to be a giant, because he never played in the bigs. He never played in the minors. He was a college baseball player and then went right into coaching. So you've never, in theory, if I'm reading through his resume, that guy has never stepped foot in the clubhouse of a major league team. And now you're getting thrown into a situation where you're dealing with, and I'm guessing, no offense, but I'm guessing at Tennessee, not a lot of foreign-born players. And now you're getting thrown into a locker room where anyone that knows anything about Major League Baseball knows that there are different subsets in that locker room. And you usually have the Latino players on one side, and you have the American-born on the other. And sometimes you even have, the African-Americans, and you'll have that. And so you have all these different like subgroups, and you're dealing with that.
What about the Asians?
Yeah, absolutely. So you throw the Asians in there, and a lot of times there's a big deal. I remember hearing from down at the Braves, one of the big things was dealing with that was like Acuna Jr. dealing with like Freddie Freeman and some of that stuff. Control over the boombox. Who's controlling the music in a locker room? These are all things that are kind of a big deal, as you mentioned. Not necessarily the in-game situations, a lot of that is analytics, but knowing how to handle grown-ass men that, by the way, are making hundreds of millions of dollars, whether you like it or not. Yeah, I can see where this is kind of a ballsy move for the Giants to do.
Well, it is a ballsy move, but that's not what Schulte said. What he said was, I don't understand why the criticism, and I'm kind of with you on that in the sense that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No one knows. Like, everything you just said is legit. It's just that, how do you not know this guy? That's exactly why Buster Posey hired him. Is like, he's great at that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, of course he doesn't have the experience doing that, but that doesn't mean he can't be really good at it or they don't think he can't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I've never really understood why and how fans get so upset about, they get so upset about things that they have absolutely zero clue went into them.
Sure.
Zero. Yeah. Like, now, if you say, oh, it's a terrible hire because he's never been in Major League Baseball. Okay, that is a fair. I think that's the one fair criticism. But again, does that really matter in today's day and age of analytics-driven decisions? Where I don't know, man. I just, who knows? Nobody knows.
No,
the critics don't know, and the people going, "This is great," don't know.
No.
So let's just see how it plays out.
Yeah.
Like, give the guy a chance.
But I do enjoy the first time. I mean, this could be the first time that, like, well, the first time someone hires a woman to be an NBA coach, right? Like, you don't know. It's kind of uncharted territory. But I do understand the skepticism of that. But again, Buster Posey if someone does know about Major League culture, I'm guessing Buster Posey. And if Buster Posey thinks he can do it, and obviously they've had conversations. I mean,
well, maybe Tony Vitello's a great people person.
It's possible.
And that's why they hired him.
Yeah.
So I wonder if like they're buddies too, because you always know it's a little good old boys network in the world of sports.
Well, I would actually, if you want to be cynical about it, it would be this guy's just he's somebody sort of likened him to a highly paid state fair dunk tank clown. In other words, he's just he's a guy who doesn't really have a leg to stand on to push back against you and what you want. And again, that's the analytics. That's the put this pitcher in. The hit this guy today against this pitcher. Yeah. You know, that type of thing. Tony Vitello is not going to have a lot of legs to stand on of here's what I want to do. And that's maybe exactly what they want.
He's Posey's bitch, his yes man.
Right. And that's kind of what there are a lot of folks in baseball who say that's what managers have become.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'd make the argument of the major four sports, like I can't speak to soccer, but if you were going to hire someone to be, what did you call him, a dunk tank?
Highly paid state fair dunk tank clown.
Baseball is the only one that you could pull that off with.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
You certainly couldn't. I mean, there's just the schemes are, it's too much in all the other sports.
Oh, yeah. Baseball. Yeah, exactly. Totally different.
There is an element of, in
just
baseball.
Just do what I want.
Yeah.
Look pretty for the ladies. And make sure the Latino guys don't beat up the white guys.
It's like
or vice versa.
Like someone asked, is this a prison gang or Major League Baseball? I'm telling you, if you talk to people in baseball, it is a prison gang sort of mentality. Yes, there are a lot of subgroups inside
when cultures collide.
Yes.
It can be a thing.
Absolutely it is.
All right, so the Giants hire Tony Vitello of the Tennessee Vols.
Was it Sammy Sosa that like was that? Sosa was a notorious, he would play Latin music as loud as humanly possible, and it pissed a lot of people off.
And I'd also like to point out, and this needs to be said too, look, guys from different cultures have different customs, and that should be copacetic to most people, and probably is.
Yes.
But baseball always has the one hick backwards white guy
that wants to do it the right way
who is offended because he's a racist, and so that's what you have to deal with. There's always that guy,
the Aubrey Huffs of
baseball.
The world.
Baseball has those dudes, and Tony Vitello's now gonna have to navigate that, although he may be one himself. I don't know. Maybe the Giants are, maybe this is what it is, the Giants are just gonna be all white guys.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability.
Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.